Har Lindholm, joining us.
Har Lindholm, thanks for jumping in today.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. How's training camp been so far here in Niagara Falls for you?
It's been really fun, actually. Feels really good to practice for real. I've been here for like 3 weeks, and this is certainly the best 2 days of practice.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, obviously. Everybody ready for the season to begin, and we know, you know, you played overseas, of course. Why was now, you think, the right time in your career to make the jump to the NHL?
Well, to be honest, I think the last 2 years I had a chance to go. I haven't felt ready. I mean, I had a good team back home and great season. I played in my whole town and I loved it. But I think, like, I had a really good season last year, and I feel like I'm ready to take the next step. And, like, you got to challenge yourself to
sure.
become a better hockey player, and that's a thing I like to do.
Par, what you played in the Swedish Elite League. What is the difference when you come here playing in NHL training camp? How much faster is it? What's the level here compared to what you're used to at home?
Yeah, it's for sure faster. Back home, it's more like playing the puck in the neutral zone and the own zone. Here it's more straightforward and shipping pucks in and shipping pucks out. I like it. I like the intensity, and I can't wait to play real games.
And it's got to be nice, the first season that you come over. A lot of big moves have been made, obviously, John Tavares, and a lot of expectations this year. In your conversations with NHL teams, was the Maple Leafs a franchise that you really kind of pegged as one that you had on your radar that you would like to go to?
Yeah, I think I talked to my agent when it became a chance for me to play in the NHL, and he asked me what team I wanted to play for, and Toronto was up there. I mentioned them, and he thought that was a great choice, and he told me they wanted me there too. So after that, I didn't really focus so much on other teams. I wanted to play here, and they wanted me. So it's really exciting.
Maple Leafs forward Par Lindholm joining us here on Sportsnet today. Rob Wong and George Rusick. Par, when it comes to the Maple Leafs and you see 4,000 people here in Niagara Falls just to watch practice, have you gotten a sense of how important this team is to this area, to this country, and the media attention surrounding this team? Did you kind of realize that before you got here, how intense it really is to play for the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, for sure it's intense. I love it, though. I love that everyone is like connected to the game in this town, and everyone knows what it is, what hockey is, and it was the same back home, actually, in Skellefteå, where I came from, and I love it. I love playing hockey, and it's fun to have people with you.
So for people that haven't seen your game from overseas and obviously played at the Olympics as well, what can you tell us and the people listening about your style of hockey?
I'm trying to be smart out there. I haven't been the fastest guy. I think I can manage that now, and I think I have played a lot with my smartness in my career, and this probably, like, I'm trying to be responsible out there. I'm trying to get the coaches to really trust me and put me out there and play, and I think that's pretty much it. Then, like, of course, I like the offense part too. It's fun to score goals, and I think you always want that drive to score goals, and I got that.
Rob mentioned you represented Sweden at the Olympics, and that was a tournament. We all know it wasn't all the NHLers. How was that experience playing for your country? And I think a lot of us fell in love with that tournament, and a lot of us going into it, oh, the NHLers aren't there, it's not going to be the same, but it was a tremendous tournament. How was it playing in that Olympic tournament?
It was awesome to play. I mean, it was a really tight Olympic Games, I guess. With NHL players, the world's best players there, and that's pretty much Canada, Finland, Sweden. But when you take the best player away, and like all the teams are really good. Like Norway didn't lose so many players. Germany, the same. Like
right.
They had their team they played with before, and it was really fun, and for sure a great experience.
So obviously, some Swedish players, including yourself here, with the team, Andreas Janssen. How familiar are you with him, and what's that been like having him on the team?
Yeah, of course, it's nice to have fellow Swedes with you. I think there's like 11 Swedes here now or something like
yeah.
that. So, certainly helps. I didn't know Andreas before, but I come to know him the last couple of days and couple of weeks. So, he's a nice guy, and it's very fun to play with him. I played against him before in the Swedish League, and he's a good player.
Maple Leafs forward Par Lindholm. Par, thanks for your time today, and best of luck to this season.
Thank you.